Okay. Here on Ayin Aleph Omud Beis. Yeah, the two dots. This is a question that we touched upon last week. Iboilahu, Gerushin Keshtika Damya o Kehakama Damya. Naramurasa. He divorces her. It's whatever the nature of that divorce is. But after you have Kiddushin, before you have Nisuin, if you want to split up, it's not like breaking an engagement, you need a divorce, you need a get. She makes a neder. He divorces her. What is the status of the neder after the divorce? Does the divorce, the Gemara asks, there are two possibilities. Either the divorce is tantamount to shtika, which means...
That the neder stays.
No, that the neder is in... hold until the father also comes.
Until the end of the day, either the father can be made fair, or the father can be made kim, or if the father is also shotek, at the end of the day, the neder goes into effect. Oh, kehakama.
But why would that be?
Such a strange thing. You would either of you might think that it's kafara. And one of the options is not. Neither of the options is hafara. Right? You could say that she's getting divorced and walked out.
Because imagine if she wasn't there, Amorosa.
Yeah. Imagine she was fully married.
No. Imagine she's a. Fully married adult woman. Yeah. Right? And she makes a single one. Makes another. Six. Right? There's no. Like, you don't get a. There's no wiggle room when you make a netter. You make a netter of six. So if. Is no longer married. Yeah. If there's a way to like turn back the clock during that time, then she becomes like a regular person, and she would.
So Sedis, that would be like why it's like shtika.
No, that's why it's hakama. Oh, you're saying why?
No, but why is it like hakama? In other words, it's like her. It's like, in other words, he sets her free. Except then there's the father.
Right. So the question is why? That's the question. But the question why it would be, why it's not hafara? Right.
The question is in this case whether the father remains with any. Power to do anything about it, or
the father. But the father because of Nidrokna.
Or you could say the divorcing fiance says, "I don't want. I'm letting you decide what to do with your life."
Yeah.
And in essence, he's saying, right? Because he's basically saying, "I'm not going to marry you. So you can do what you want with life, including keeping your nether, which I guess in effect becomes like a come on."
No, but no, that's
it's like giving the sock. But you're up to that.
We're up to that. Uh-huh. Okay. So Iboilahu. Remember, Iboilahu is what? What's the nature of an Iboilahu?
Like a question?
What kind of question?
Question from...
Well, there are three roots to the word. Three meanings of the root boy.
I know they rhyme.
Like Gewalt. To inquire... To require and to desire. Titkabel tzalot on uva otan. Accept our
prayers
and our bakashot, our requests. Right? Iboilhu, they inquired of him. It's an information question as opposed to an attack question. So Iboilahu, Kerushin Kishtik Adam Yoka Kamadam. So the Gemara is now going to, whenever you have an Iboilahu, asterisk, except the times so there's an exception to the rule. Whenever you have an Iboilahu, what happens? The Gemara will play with the two possibilities. There are two sides of the coin. Either it's like this or it's like that. And the Gemara will try to bring a proof for either side. So let's try to figure out what these two sides are. First, we need to know l'may nafka mina. That's either way. If it's like shtika, what happens at the end of the day? It holds. If it's like hakama, what happens? It holds. And if the Gemara said, well, either gerushin is like hakama, and the neder goes into effect as soon as he gives her the get, or it's like hafara, and the neder is cancelled as soon as he gives her the get, so you understand what's the nafka mina. But here, either the neder goes into effect one way, or the neder goes into effect another way.
Unless the father, right.
So the mind afkamina, what is the practical difference? Kigon, shenadra, vishama ba'ala, vigirsha, V'ahadra b'yomei. She makes a neder. The husband hears it. He divorces her and then remarries her the same day. I amar mar kishtika dami. If we say that the divorce is like shtika, so then what's the status of the neder after they have a chuppah, a second chuppah? It's still in effect, and therefore he can still be made for it.
So maybe, are you sure we're talking about a Naram Arusa?
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't they just give the example? Why did they get the husband going that way?
We're going to ask that question. So then after he divorces her and remarries her immediately, the neder is still on hold or still on deck. Right? He can cancel it as long as it's the same day. And if the divorce is like Hakama, establishing her, so when he divorces her, the neder is established. He divorces her and remarries her. He's remarrying her with her nedarim in tow, and he can't do anything. Right?
Although, do we say that if someone else married her, he would still be able to be made for the neder?
If someone else married her, if the husband died, that was the case, and the husband
died.
And he had the nakama, right? The Ritva says that the Gemara, that this Brisa is coming to teach us a special din that. Here's the question. This nafkamina applies. There's a nafkamina even without a crazy case of him divorcing her and remarrying her on the same day. What's the more present nafkamina? The father. If it's like a hakama, the father is stuck. If it's like a shtika, then the father, nisrokna the father, and the father still...
Only key necessary.
Right. Right, and if a divorce is like silence, then the father can nullify it after the divorce. And if a divorce is like a hakama, like ratifying it, then the father is stuck. He can't do anything. So the Ritva says, so why give this case as the nafkamina instead of the more obvious case? Occam's razor, right? Give the simpler case. So the Ritva says that the Braisa says this in order to teach you a different din. That the halacha that we talked about last week, that after a divorce, you need to wait 3 months, which, according to some shitas, applies even in this case. Even in the case of a Nara Murasa, where the reason for that takana, that you have to wait 3 months to get remarried after a divorce, is paternity issues. So l'chura, that shouldn't apply to a Nara Murasa, since she's still a Basula, and there shouldn't be, minus your scandalous example you brought last week, which is clearly not true. But there should be no havamina that she's pregnant, so there's nothing to worry about. So that's a machlokas. So the Gra says, enachinami. A Nara Murasa that gets divorced from her Arus does not need to wait 3 months before getting married. Right? Other poskim say, no, they're low plug. Right? After a get, you have to wait 3 months. Maybe there are other reasons behind it, psychological reasons. Who knows?
Well, what's the thing here is that the other possible nafkamina is in order to teach us that...
No, so the Ritva says that if a Nara Murasa or an Isha Nisua, a married woman, not a full marriage, if you get divorced and then you remarry your Machzir Grusha, right? Not in the forbidden way. The Torah says you can't be Machzir Grusha. Reuven's married to Sarah. Reuven divorces Sarah. Sarah marries Shimon. Shimon divorces Sarah can never go back.
I think it was like an Elizabeth Taylor like that.
Elizabeth Taylor did.
Yeah, can never go back to Reuven.
Right? But if Sarah marries Reuven and Reuven divorces Sarah and then they realize they made a mistake, they can get remarried.
Yes, they can, but it's a.
What?
It's a positive thing to do that. They're encouraged to do that.
They're encouraged to do that.
There's no 3 month limit here.
What?
There's no 3 month limit in that case.
And in that case, the Ritva says there's no 3 month limit. Because what's the worst case? That she was pregnant with him when they got divorced, and now they're getting remarried the same day, and the paternity issue is not in play. So the Ritva says this brisa is the proof for the fact that that takona about waiting 3 months doesn't apply to the case of machzir grusha beheter.
So then, okay. If that's the case, then why do we have to even say it's about Naram Musar at all?
Because
the father.
No, the bride didn't mention anything about the father.
Because the Gemara goes on. It's clear that the Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara, assumes that the Bryce is talking about Naram Musar. That's the end of the Bryta.
Which Bryta? The one.
The Bryta we just read. Iboyle who gerushin kishtikadami. No, I'm sorry. The Gemara now says Tashman. It brings a brighter, and it's clear that the Gemara assumes that our case of the Iboyle who is talking about a Naramurasa. But Enachinami. Let's think about it for a second. Iboyle gerushin kishtikadami. Okay, come adam. Yeah, the main nafgamina. Right. So it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. But our Gemara learns it as a case for its applications to Nara Marusa. So Motzi Meferla, when the Gemara says Motzi Meferla, Iyam Amar Ka Kamadami Lo Motzi Meferla, or Matzi Meferla. So if we say it's like I Amar Mar Kishtika Damya Matzi Meferla. So who's Matzi Meferla? The Baal. Or the father. Or I mean, the Gemara says Vahadre Biyoma, right? He remarries her. But even without that, you could have been able to say the nafkamina is the husband divorces her. If it's like shtika, then the father. If it's an aramurasa, and if she gets remarried on the same day, right? Even to someone else. Assuming, like the Gro, that you're allowed, that an Amorous is allowed to, right? So then the new husband on that same day can be Meferlo.
So that doesn't fit the Hadra.
Correct, but it's even without the Hadra, even without him being Machzir Grusha, right? There'd be that Nafkamina. But Matzi Meferlo, the father, when she goes back to the father, or when she goes off to the new husband on the same day. So the Gemara says, Toshma. Now the Gemara introduces a brisa to try to figure out which of these two possibilities it is, kehakama or keshtika. Keshtika or hakama. So tashma. So this is a brisa that has two parts to it. You will daven ma'ariv already? Why do you daven ma'ariv before you come?
And there's been times when you've got a door. Like,
that's true. Well,
with Marv right. Now at 15 and Zaira now, it doesn't quite.
It's Tashma. Ematai Omru Meit Habal. Nitrokna Rishut La'av. When we say Nitrokna, the husband dies, the Arus dies, the father regains exclusive control. When? So the Braisa lists a few cases. Number one, Bizman Shelo Shama Habal. If the husband had not heard the neder and he dies, then the rights go back to the father. Or
We read
Shh. What?
This is, we saw this. I think a while back.
Yeah. Oh, Shama Vehefer. The husband heard, and he was Mefer, and dies, the Rokna La'av. Oh, Shama Veshatak, Vemate Bobayom. Right? Because the Shtika does not equate with Hakama until the end of the day. V'iyamar gerushin kishtika damu litnei name oshama v'gerish. And if you want to say that shtika is that gerushin is like shtika, and therefore nitrokna la'av, when he dies on the same day, or when he's Megarish on the same day. The Bryce wants to know, when do we say Nitrokna? That it goes back to the father. So if you want to say that Gerushin is like Shtika, so she makes a Neder. The husband's Megarish. What's the status of that Neder, if it's like Shtika? It goes back to the father. Elama. When the Brisa lists the cases under which the neder goes back to the father under Nitrokna, it does not mention Gerushin.
It's only talking about if he died. It's not talking about those other circumstances. Sorry, under what circumstances the ball died would it still go back to the father?
Right.
I mean, that's not...
So, midelotani, hachishma mina, Gerushin kehakam adam. So we want to say, since the fact that Mishnah does not mention Gerushin, then it should be like, we should assume that Gerushin is like Hakama. Because if Gerushin is like Hakama, then the Neder stands, and it does not go back to the father. David raises an interesting point. The Braisa is talking explicitly about cases of the husband dying. But really, the Braisa is about cases of Nisrokna. In other words, you can say, Enochinami, you're right. It's phrased as a case of the husband dying because all of the cases of the husband dying, all the cases of Nitrokna are cases of the husband dying. But Enochinami, if Gerushin had been a case of shtika causing Nitrokna, then the Braita would have just been worded to say, these are the cases of Nitrokna, three in which the husband dies and one in which he gets divorced. From the fact that it doesn't say that, you can infer that divorce does not generate a case of Nitrokna, and therefore divorce cannot be like shtika, and therefore divorce has to be hakama. So if that's the case, Amos safe is a problem though, because the Braisa goes on. And what's the Hemshech of the Braisa? Amos safe, aval im shama v'kiyem, o shama v'shatak, v'meit b'yom shelacharav, ein yachol lahafer. If the husband heard the neder, and he was mekayem it, oh, he heard the neder and he said nothing and died the next day. The father cannot cancel it because those cases are not cases of Nidrokna, of it reverting back to the father.
And here it also mentions Gerushin.
Ve'iyamart Gerushin kahakama. Based on the ratio, we wanted to infer that Gerushin is like Hakama. Because it's not mentioned. Its absence indicates that it should be a case of Hakama, not Shtika. So in the Seifa, where we're talking about the cases of Hakama, so it should list Gerushin. Iyamart Gerushin kahakama damu litnei ve'im shama v'gireish. So it should say that explicitly. Ela midelo ketane hochish mami non gerish and gestiga damu. Pum forget. So what do you do in a case like this? I mean, forget for a second that you prepared ahead, you know the answer. Stretch your imaginations. What do you do in a case like this?
You're doing it right.
What?
You're doing it right then.
You,
you're another source or something. You don't,
in other words, you don't ignore the Braita, but you dismiss the Braita as a source of proof. Ve'im shama ve'gerish ve'gerish mishkizim ela meha leke le'mashma minei. So from this, ein l'shmo mimenu leke le'mashma minei. We cannot infer neither this way nor that based upon this Braita. So let me say this over from here. The Gemara tries to prove from this Braisa, for at least from the ratio of the Braisa, that Gerushin is like Hakoma, because it's not like, it doesn't generate Nidrokna. So if it doesn't generate Nidrokna, if it doesn't go back to the father, in the absence of Hakoma, the right goes back to the father. Since the right does not go back to the father, we want to infer, according to the Reisha, that it's like Hakoma. So the Gemara rejects this idea, because in the end, the Braisa, the Seifa of the Braita, is equally, in other words, since the Braisa isn't a, in terms of Gemara poker, you know, levels of proof, so it's only an inference. The Braisa is not an explicit source. And since it's neither explicit this way or not, and since it can be used, since the ratio can be used to imply this, and the Sefer can be used to imply the opposite, so therefore it's a take-all.
The Sefer says that he died only the day afterwards. So you can't really compare it to when he divorced her on the day of the nether.
No, but it's listing all the cases in
which are like Hakama.
Which are like Hakama.
No, but this is Hakama for a different reason. It's Hakama because...
And Achinami, but it lists all of the... lists all of the cases of the death of his death, uh-huh. And it's still, the nether still stands. Mm-hmm. In other words, remember, this Braisa is brought from another place. This Braisa is talking about the din of Nidrokna. We want to use it to imply, make an implication about what's the status of Gerushin vis-a-vis the Neder. So as the Gemara rejects this inference in the Reisha, because the Seifa contradicts it. So the Ran here explains that if the Gerushin is not like Hakama, the Braisa doesn't list the Gerushin among in the Reisha. Because, so in other words, why doesn't the Gemara mention Gerushin? Why doesn't the Braisa mention Gerushin?
According to who? According to the Gemara?
Yeah. Now, as the Ran says, that even if Gerushin is not like Hakoma, so the Braisa doesn't list Gerushin in the cases in the Reisha, because it would be lacking the parallel in the Seifa. And since there's nothing parallel to Gerushin which constitutes a Hakama.
Because you can't have a Gerushin there. Like, it's not...
Right. So the Braisa, this is an idea we've seen many times before.
Although... clearly. I mean, why did they have to mention the death the day after?
because the death the day after is listing all the cases of Meitabal.
Right. So why is the death the day after?
The death the day after is it's too late.
So why isn't Gershon the day after the same thing?
Why doesn't...
You could just say, you could say Gershon the day after. And then it would have a parallel in the Sefer. You could say, just like Gershon Bobayom
he does Hakama on Tuesday and he dies on Wednesday. Right? So it's not the Nitroch.
Right. I'm saying, you know, if you want to say that the Reisha, you're saying the Reisha and the Sefer, you couldn't have Gershon and the Reisha because it would be lacking in the Sefer.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't have anything parallel. But you could just say Gerish. What do you call it? Gerish? How do you say it? Like, Shatak v'Gerish v'Yom Shel Acharav. So, like, that would be also an example of Hakamah. And the Shtika would be. I mean, you could have that.
It would be a case of Hakamah.
Right. Right. I'm saying, you said the reason they couldn't put it in at all was because it wouldn't be, you wouldn't be able to put it in parallel in the Sefer. If you put it in the Reisha as an example of Shtika, then. And with Nidrokna, then you couldn't have it in the Sefer because there wouldn't be a parallel. But you could just put in the Sefer. I'm saying you could just put in the Sefer. Meit Ogiresh, Biyom Shel Acharav, and no Yechol Afer.
Aval Im Shama V'Kiyem, Shama V'Shatak, V'Meit Biyom Shel Acharav. So you're saying it should have said, Meit Ogiresh, Biyom Shel Acharav.
I'm only saying according to the idea that's... I mean, who said this idea? The Ron's idea that it couldn't... they couldn't include it because of the lack of... Because it wouldn't be parallel.
But then what would you have said in the ratio?
I would have said, Girish, Bisman she o shema v'gireish bo b'yom.
O shema v'gireish then in itrokna reshut lav. Hocha b'mayaskin shudo shema rosh.
It's a delo matzitani b'sefer gerushin mishum de.
Where are you reading?
In the Ran.
Where in the Ran?
I reisha dafka.
So delo matzilim mitne gerushin mishum deke hakamadamu. And see if sefer mishum reisha. We would want a parallel in the sefer. The lo bo elam mitne b'sefer gav nechada ela afuchinhu. So as in the Reisha, when the Oros dies that day, the reason that his shtika on the day he hears the neder is not Hakamah,